Live, on air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
It's 5:30. This is the evening news with Donal Kavanagh. In this bulletin, Donegal County Council's Director of Emergency Services tells members there will not be a diminished fire service on Arranmore Island. A factory worker who choked and sexually assaulted a young woman down a dark alleyway in Letterkenny has been jailed for 6 years. Letterkenny Milford Municipal District is told a safety assessment has been carried out at Manor Roundabout and a report is to be issued to members as quickly as possible. Councillor Donal Coyle has also given assurances grass will be cut on the central reservation of the dual carriageway. And a group of independent pharmacists from across the country is raising concerns about the increasing number of patients making healthcare decisions based on advice from influencers and AI tools. Later in the bulletin, Oisin's here with sports news. That's coming up at around 5:15. But we begin with the fire service on Arranmore Island. It was up for discussion inside the chamber at a meeting of Donegal County Council this afternoon. It follows reports last week that two retained firefighter positions were being removed from the service there. But with the latest from the chamber, here's Ryan Brawley.
After a question from Councillor Micheál Colum McGillasbug, Director of Emergency Services Gary Martin informed the meeting that there would not be a diminished fire service on the island. He also said that volunteers are not kept on a retainer and that there are currently around 190 paid fire service personnel across Donegal. However, he added that there has been a change in allowances given for upkeep of equipment. Councillor McGillasbug pressed for further details regarding retained paid firefighters on Arranmore, which the council executive said they would provide in writing. Not satisfied with that response, the Glantys representative asked for the information to be given to the public meeting before Cathaoirleach Gary Doherty stepped in to explain that an answer will be given to all 37 members in due course.
A factory worker who choked and sexually assaulted a young woman down a dark alleyway has been jailed for 6 years. Mohamed Hallam, an Algerian national living in Donegal since 2023, attacked the woman after picking her up in a nightclub while she was out with friends in Letterkenny. After a trial at the Central Criminal Court in January, the 28-year-old was convicted of sexual assault, assault causing harm and non-fatal strangulation on October 20th. 2024. With more, here's Cameron Clark.
Mr. Justice David Keane said these were violent predatory offences carried out by the convicted man for his own sexual gratification. He set headline sentences of 8 years for the offences of sexual assault and non-fatal strangulation and 6 years for the assault causing harm offence. He reduced the sentences by 1 year to take account of mitigating factors, including Halam's acceptance of the jury verdict and acknowledgement of his guilt and his lack of any other criminal offending. The sentences are concurrent and backdated to October 24th, 2024, when Hallam went into custody. The judge suspended the final year on a number of conditions, including that he keep the peace and be of good behaviour. In her victim impact statement, the woman told the court that after the assaults, she felt an overwhelming sense of disgust and struggled with the knowledge that someone was capable of doing this to her. The court heard that Hallam moved to Ireland from Algeria in 2023 and was working in a factory in Burnfoot.
More details and a full court report available on our website, highlandradio.com. Letterkenny Milford Municipal District has been told a safety assessment has been carried out on the Manor Roundabout and a report will be issued to members as soon as it's complete. That's been welcomed by Councillor Donal Coyle, who had sought an assessment. He told a recent meeting that trees and bushes on the roundabout are overgrown. He's also seeking grass-cutting works on the central reservation of the dual carriageway, particularly close to Trimmer Junction and the Big Isle, with officials promising that vision lines will be maintained at the junctions and a full cut of the dual carriageway will be carried out in September or October. Well, Councillor Coyle says biodiversity is laudable and worthwhile, but the grass needs to be cut.
Two motions and one regarding the roundabout at Manor because of the trees and the foliage there, you know, and the lack of vision going round the roundabout, and particular as well, the needs more signage on the approach to the roundabout because there are many cars coming off the dual carriageway and going on to Lifford and staying in the left-hand lane, and that's causing a problem then if you're if there's a car in the right-hand lane. So,
in terms of Trimmer Junction and the Big Isle there, that's an issue as well, going up the dual carriageway and potentially causing problems.
Yeah. Listen, I've got quite a number of phone calls from a local resident coming on to the dual carriageway, coming out at Trimmer and going in at Trimmer and at the Big Isle as well, junction there. And you know, where I'm a great believer in diversity and all that, but at, you know, it's shameful at the minute the way the grass is grown and hasn't been cut. And you know, like, it's not a big job. You know, even though they say, look, you have to have traffic management and all that, but at the same time, like, the grass should be cut.
In the UK, six ministers have lost their roles as new Prime Minister Andy Burnham puts together his cabinet. They include Chancellor Rachel Reeves and David Lammy. The new British Prime Minister is promising to tackle the cost of living, end homelessness and build more council homes. Critics say he has no mandate because there's been no general election. Well, the new PM insists he's sticking to Labour's 2024 pledges.
We're in a parliamentary democracy. If somebody can command the majority of the MPs in the House of Commons, obviously they then have the legitimacy to lead things forward. And I will lead forward consistent with the manifesto.
Ishke Aaron's record in South Inishowen has come under the microscope today at a meeting of Donegal County Council. The issue was raised by Councillor Jack Murray, who claimed nowhere in the county is more affected by water outages than South Inishowen. Communication issues with the utilities help desk were also raised. Councillor Murray remarked that engaging with them is like emailing a wall. He told members that the South Inishowen situation with Ishke Aaron is far from resolved.
The staff on the ground are superb. They will answer phone calls from ourselves as local representatives, the community, and they relay information. The local representative help desk, which is based in Cork, as I said, it is like email on the wall. Often I would email about bursts. They would come back maybe 4 or 5 weeks after it's repaired to tell me that it's done, and that's just not acceptable. I'd always say that we were better when we had control water services in the local authority rather than an arm's length body, and we see the outworkings of that. It's an absolute disaster. But look, I'm delighted that all councillors in Donegal, Vida and Bahamia here, we want to bring Irish Water in to meet with us and give us answers until we get the investment that our people deserve.
And the council executive came back to you and said this, actually from next year on Donegal County Council will have no input into the water system, so it makes that more urgent.
And that's very worrying. The further that Irish Water move from local accountability, I do worry for that. But look, we're going to fight this united. Councillors across all parties, across every corner of the county, we're going to keep fighting until, as I say, that we get the investment that our people deserve.
Two people have died after a crash in County Antrim. The PSNI has confirmed a 41-year-old man and a 31-year-old woman were killed following the incident in the Glenariff area of Ballymena on Saturday. There have been no arrests. Police are urging anyone with information to come forward. A family member of a teenage girl who has been the victim of a physical assault in Strabane says she's endured more heartbreak than most in her young life. The attack was recorded and has been circulating online. It appears to show another young female woman pulling the girl by the hair and kicking her as she's on the ground. Pat Breslin spoke on this morning's Greg Hughes show, saying that the hardships the girl has experienced are now being used against her by bullies.
It started off gradually, name calling and, you know, telling her that she's ugly and this and that, and just by threats and telling her that she's got no parents and calling her an orphan. And it has gradually escalated within the school and outside the school as well, unfortunately. She's just, those last 5-6 months, she's had no peace at all.
This is not the first physical assault either, Pat. There was another very disturbing incident outside McDonald's in Strabane recently, in the last couple of weeks.
Just a few weeks ago, my sister's a cancer nurse in Elton Galvin, and she took her 3 kids on holiday, and she brought Caitlin as well for the first wee family holiday. And they got back from Spain, and Caitlin wanted to go downtown with a friend the day she got back from holiday, and she was set upon at McDonald's and dragged by the hair across the car park and on by the road and through in front of a car.
Misinformation is the biggest threat to healthcare today. That's according to Vital Pharmacies, a group of independent pharmacists from across the country, which is raising concerns about the increasing number of patients making healthcare decisions based on advice from influencers and AI tools. It says some patients are also replacing prescribed medication with natural supplement alternatives. Pharmacist Sheena Mitchell says people are being inundated with social media health advice, which can be confusing.
I'm seeing a lot of red light masks. I'm seeing a lot of collagen. I'm seeing a lot of mushrooms and herbs. And we do have to be really careful because we know for all of these products, the evidence is not there to support their claims. A lot of the evidence is coming from industry-funded researchers, or they're using small sample sizes, or they're reporting the outcomes selectively.
Residents at the Elm Court Estate in Remeltin will hold a demonstration this evening responding to a proposal from Donegal County Council to increase the speed limit on the R245. The proposed limit, part of the Council's speed limit review, would increase from 50 kilometres an hour to 60 kilometres an hour on the section of road from just before the Cup and Saucer to just before the Illistrin Church Street junction at Skulwira. The same section of road had previously received funding under the same Safe Routes to School programme for a long-awaited footpath that's yet to be delivered. Spokesperson of the residents, Marty McElhenney, says the speed limit increase is dangerous and unnecessary on a stretch of road that's long been recognised as a safety concern.
We're saying clearly, and have been for years, that this section of road's current speed limit of 50 kilometres an hour is not adhered to and it's not enforced. Priority here should be infrastructure first before any increase in the speed limit is considered. We believe that a safe footpath should be provided and traffic calming measures. And the big thing to us too is that this route actually qualified for funding under the Safe Routes to School initiative for a footpath that has still not been provided. And it's absolutely ridiculous to propose an increase on a road that already has been acknowledged as unsafe. So we're just inviting anybody in the local community affected, residents, grandparents, anybody who uses the road and finds it unsafe, to come to this community-led gathering tonight at 7 p.m. at the Elm Court entrance.
The stretch of the road reaches a school, and there are concerns that 60 kilometres per hour is far too fast.
Absolutely. When you exit onto the R245 already, you're already unsure if the car coming towards you is doing the 50 kilometre speed limit, which it should be doing, or if it's hurtling towards you at 80 kilometres or 100 kilometres an hour. There's literally no enforcement here. And this is, you know, we have Lennon Grove residents. The children in that estate are coming straight onto a part of the road where it will be proposed to be 60 kilometres and then being reduced to 50. They already are voicing as well that section is too dangerous. You know, we have so many school children in this area because, as you rightly said, we're right beside Skulwira, the local school. And it just makes no sense that this is even something that could have been dreamed up.
Highland Sports is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports. Find all your GAA essentials at michaelmurphysports.ie.
It's approaching 14 minutes to 6 o'clock. Good evening, Oisín Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We start with football, and the League of Ireland and Irish League sides have learned of their possible opponents in the next rounds of their respective European competitions. In the UEFA Conference League third round qualifying, a win against Rijeka for Derry City will see the Candy Stripes advance to play Elverstarnan of Iceland or Ilves of Finland. There are two potential glamour ties for the Dublin clubs. The winner of Dutch giants Ajax against Vojvodina of Serbia will face Shelburne if they defeat Calgary in the second qualifying round. If Bohemians can knock out Balkany, they will face either Besiktas of Turkey or Denmark's FC Midtjylland. Should Irish Cup winners Coleraine get through against Finland's Helsinki, they will play the winner of Scottish side Motherwell or HB Tórshavn of the Faroe Islands. Now, moving on to the Champions League qualifiers, and Shamrock Rovers could meet Slovenian champions Celje for the second year running. First, Rovers must overcome Aramat Armenia in the second round this week. A win takes them into the third round match against either Ignatia of Albania or the team from Slovenia. And Larne will meanwhile face Vikingur Reykjavik of Iceland or Halpa Bershava of Israel in the third qualifying round, should they progress against Shvina Zvezda over the next two games. Former England manager and captain Kevin Keegan has died at the age of 75.
The double Ballon d'Or winner announced last month he'd been diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. He enjoyed an illustrious playing career with Liverpool and Newcastle and had two spells in charge at St James's Park. With Newcastle and Manchester United battling for the 95-96 Premier League title, Keegan reacted angrily to comments made by Alex Ferguson. His rant on Sky Sports was cemented in top flight folklore.
You can tell him now, if you're watching it, we're still fighting for this title and he's got to go to Middlesbrough and get something. And I'll tell you, honestly, I will love it if we beat them. Love it.
On the transfer front, Aston Villa midfielder Morgan Rodgers is edging closer to a move to Chelsea. He's undergoing a medical at Stamford Bridge ahead of a £117 million transfer to the London side. In the meantime, Villa have completed the signing of midfielder João Gomes from Wolves. The Brazilian international joins for a deal reported to be worth up to £38 million. And Manchester United have signed highly rated winger Tynan Thompson from Tottenham for a reported £8 million. The 18-year-old scored 7 goals in the UEFA Youth League last season and frequently starred for their under-21s. It's day one of the Foyle Cup. The opening parade took place in the streets of Derry this morning. Over 1,000 teams from Ireland, the UK, Europe and North America will participate in almost 4,000 matches across 6 days of action at venues in the northwest in counties Derry, Tyrone and Donegal. And it all, of course, is from under-8s the whole way up to under-19s for boys and girls. In racing, having sealed his 500th career winner on Sunday at the Curra and another classic one with success in the Irish Oaks on Joanna Walsh on Saturday, Donegal jockey Dylan Brown McMonagall is back in action this evening. He has 3 rides at Ballinrobe in County Mayo. Rory McIlroy says he's taken a short break ahead of the Irish Open. The 2-time Masters winner has settled for a share of 40th at the Open Championship over the weekend. He finished 9 shots off the eventual winner, Ryan Fox. In tennis, female players will now need a sex test to compete on the WTA Tour. From tomorrow, a sample will be required to test for the presence of the SRY gene for those who refuse facing possible disciplinary action. It follows similar moves by the governing bodies in boxing and athletics. And finally, in Gaelic games, just looking ahead to this evening here in Highland, on the DL debate, Brendan Devaney will recap the Donegal All-County League Finals with sports editor of the Donegal News, Ryan Ferry, and John Gilday. Plus, there'll be a preview of the All-Ireland Football Final with Tim Moynihan of Radio Kerry. It's all part of the DL debate hosted by Brendan Devaney tonight here in Highland, which is live just after the 7 o'clock news, Donal.
Thank you very much indeed. Oisín, Forza Trade Union is describing a Labour Court recommendation on pensions for school secretaries and caretakers as helpful. A mix of a lump sum, the new auto-enrolment scheme and the statutory contributory pension has been recommended. It follows the suspension of industrial action in September of last year to allow for discussions to take place. Outstanding issues will now be discussed at the Workplace Relations Commission before members are asked to vote on the proposals. Forza's Andy Pike says the new auto-enrolment scheme wouldn't have been enough on its own to meet their demands.
The Forza view on that is that it's positive that the court has recognised that there is a shortfall, as we always said there was, between the auto-enrolment pension arrangements and the single public service pension scheme. The lump sum goes some way to address that problem by providing additional money at the point of retirement to compensate for the lower benefits within the auto-enrolment scheme. It's a helpful recommendation. It doesn't meet the aspirations of school secretaries and caretakers in respect of getting public service status, but it is extremely helpful that its recognition that they would have been shortchanged had nothing been done. An auto-enrolment came in without any additional benefits, because really it's not as good as the single public service scheme.
All under-18s will be banned from using e-scooters from next month under changes agreed today by government. It'll also be mandatory for all users to wear helmets and high-visibility jackets from August. Later in the year, e-scooters will be reclassified to fall under the same rules as other mechanically propelled vehicles, which means they'll require a licence and registration. A total ban is still being kept on the table as an option. Taoiseach Micheál Martin and other ministers met the Garda Commissioner earlier today to agree the new rules.
I think we've now developed a very significant public debate on this issue as a public health issue. And this will continue. Nothing's off the table. But we do believe immediately we can do stuff with regulations around helmets and that. And then the legislation, which the Minister is confident he can bring in the autumn, which would deal with changing the status to mechanically propelled vehicle. That would make a very significant change and difference in terms of access to e-scooters, and particularly in respect of minors.
And a Donegal mother says donating her teenage son's organs after his sudden death has brought her comfort. Almost 64,000 people have opted out since the soft opt-out system came into effect last year. Under it, adults are presumed to consent to organ donation after death unless they have formally opted out or are in an excluded group. Well, Cormac was just 17 when he suffered a cardiac arrest at school. Through organ donation, he went on to save three lives by donating two kidneys and one lung. His mother, Fiona, says it was an incredibly difficult decision, but one she will never regret.
If Cormac had been lying in ICU and the doctor said he needs a heart, he needs a lung, and he will live if he gets these, you know, I would have been praying that he would get one. So I was on the other side. You know, Cormac wasn't going to get better. So therefore, this was, he was young, he was healthy, and this was the right thing to do, we felt.
Looking at the weather forecast, generally cloudy this evening with the odd spot of light rain or drizzle possible in a light, occasionally moderate northerly breeze. Similar conditions tonight, lowest overnight temperatures of 11 to 14. Starting off generally cloudy tomorrow with some good sunshine developing further east. However, the northwest will not see the best of it. Top temperatures tomorrow, 15 to 18 degrees Celsius, light, occasionally moderate northerly breezes. And that's Highland Radio News for now. Taking a look at the closing headlines, and Donegal County Council's Director of Emergency Services has told members there will not be a diminished fire service on Aranmore Island. A factory worker who choked and sexually assaulted a young woman down a dark alleyway has been jailed for 6 years. Letterkenny Milford Municipal District has been told a safety assessment has been carried out on Manor Roundabout and a report will be issued to members as soon as it's complete. Councillor Donald Coyle also received assurances the grass would be cut on the central reservation of the dual carriageway. And a group of independent pharmacists from across the country is raising concerns about the increasing number of patients making healthcare decisions based on advice from influencers and AI tools. We're back with news again at 7 o'clock this evening. In the interim, you can, of course, check all of today's news on highlandradio.com. But for now, from the news team, good evening. The obituary notices for this Monday evening, the 20th of July. The death has occurred of Francis Faulkner, Bankhead, Tully Alley, Redcastle. Francis's remains will repose at his home tomorrow and Wednesday from 12 noon until 9 p.m. with a shuttle bus running from Redcastle Football Club. Funeral from there on Thursday morning at 10:30 for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass in St. Columbus Church, Drung, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. The family home is private, please, on the morning of the funeral. The Requiem Mass can be viewed on mcn.live. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu of desired to the Mater Hospital Foundation, care of any family member or Eamon McLaughlin, funeral director. The death has taken place of John Campbell, Clune, Clonbeg, Creasla. His remains are reposing at his late residence until 10 o'clock tonight and again tomorrow from 2 p.m. until 10 p.m. Funeral service in St John's Church, Ballymore, on Wednesday afternoon at 3 o'clock. Burial afterwards in the adjoining graveyard. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Oncology Unit, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member, or James Harkin, funeral director, Creasla. The death has taken place of Pius McDermott, née Kennedy, Glenini, Conybrough Road, Lifford, formerly of Drum Duff, Inver, Frosses. Pies is reposing at her home in Lifford until 10 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there tomorrow morning at 20 to 12, going to St Patrick's Church, Murlock, for Requiem Mass at 12 noon, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed online via the parish webcam. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Donegal Hospice, care of any family member or Kelly's funeral directors. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.